feeling zero. An official has been shot dead and burned by North Korean troops, the South's defense ministry said, and it condemned the brutal act. Seoul said the man disappeared from a patrol boat near the border and was later found in the North's waters. He worked for the fisheries department. The ministry said that North Korean soldiers shot him, then poured oil over his body and set it alight. It's believed to be an anti-coronavirus measure. Pyongyang has not commented. The border between the Koreas is tightly policed, and the North is thought to have a shoot-to-kill policy in place to prevent COVID-19 from entering the country. The incident would be the second time North Korean troops have shot and killed a South Korean civilian. In July 2008, a tourist was shot by a soldier at Mount Konggang. Japan's new Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga told South Korea's president Thursday that Japan and South Korea must cooperate to counter any threat from North Korea, calling for the uneasy neighbors to repair their frayed ties. Relations between the two U.S. allies have deteriorated sharply over the past year over wartime history and trade. In particular, the issue of Korean laborers forced to work at Japanese firms during Japan's 1910-1945 colonial rule. And in Somalia, political newcomer Mohamed Hussein Roble is Somalia's new prime minister following unanimous approval from lawmakers. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Muhammad was in attendance when all 215 members of parliament cast their votes in favor of his appointee. Roble is promising to create an effective government that addresses some of the key issues facing the country, including having fair presidential and parliamentary elections. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian cosmonauts set to blast off for the International Space Station said on Thursday it was too early to get a coronavirus vaccine touted by President Vladimir Putin. The leader of the next expedition to the ISS in October said he doesn't plan to get vaccinated because he, quote, treads carefully on this issue, end quote. He and other cosmonauts wore face masks at the Star City Training Center outside Moscow during an online news conference. Cosmonauts' comments came after Putin touted Russia's coronavirus vaccine, developed in record time and named Sputnik V after the Soviet-era satellite that was first launched into space in 1957. Russia has raised concerns among Western scientists by announcing that its vaccine had received approval before full clinical trials have been completed. While the vaccine showed promising results in early trials, Russia has not yet completed the final phase of clinical testing, in which large numbers of people receive either the vaccine or a placebo. Scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA say a small asteroid, roughly the size of a bus, passed close to Earth on Thursday, flying just 22,000 kilometers above the surface within the orbit of geostationary satellites that ring the planet. While the proximity to Earth might raise alarms, scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California said even if the asteroid had entered the Earth's atmosphere, it almost certainly would have broken up and become a bright meteor. The asteroid, known as 2020 SW, is about 5 to 10 meters wide and was first discovered on September 18th by the NASA-funded Catalina Sky Survey in Arizona. NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies then did follow-up observations and confirmed its orbital trajectory, ruling out any chance of impact. After passing the Earth, the asteroid will continue its journey around the sun, not returning to Earth's vicinity until 2041, when NASA says it will make a much more distant flyby. China has banned two anti-China Australian scholars from entering the country, the Global Times newspaper reported on Thursday, citing unnamed sources. The Global Times, published by the ruling Chinese Communist Party's official People's Daily newspaper, identified the scholars on its Twitter account as Clive Hamilton and Alex Joske. It did not elaborate on why the scholars were banned from entering China. And AstraZeneca is still waiting for the U.S. drug regulator to approve the restart of the clinical trial of its potential COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, almost 3 weeks after it was paused due to safety concerns. And Johnson & Johnson began a 60,000-person trial of an experimental single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that, if proven effective, is a simplified distribution of millions of doses. Be remote. I'm Laurel Berman.